Hi, this is Dave Bidlowski of K12Science.net, and this is your Middle School Science Minute. I was recently reading the February 2020 issue of ScienceScope, a magazine for middle school science teachers published by the National Science Teaching Association. And I was reading the section from the editor's desk, written by the editor of ScienceScope, Patty McGinnis. And she wrote an article entitled, "When Making Do is Not Good Enough." And she wrote that many teachers are challenged to stretch their supply dollars to cover lab activities. While this can be challenging, teachers are incredibly resourceful and creative people who are driven to overcome such obstacles so that their students can benefit. While some teachers write grants, others submit requests to Donors Choose or rely on donations to supplement skimpy or non-existent budgets. All of this takes time away from our real work, which is that of educating the next generation of voting citizens. Citizens who need to be well-informed and scientifically literate if they are to rely on knowledge rather than opinion when voting intelligently on issues. According to the National Science Teaching Association position statement, the integral role of laboratory investigations in science instruction, they state, "For science to be taught properly and effectively, labs must be an integral part of the science curriculum, and all middle-level students should have multiple opportunities every week to explore science labs. This vision requires that all students have access to adequate lab facilities. In addition, teachers require a budget for regular maintenance of facilities and equipment, and to cover the costs for new or replacement equipment and supplies. Garnering administrative support that ensures labs are conducted in an adequate facility is crucial to ensuring that all students develop proficiency in the science and engineering practices within a science discipline context. Too many of the laboratories in our K-12 schools are either obsolete or underfunded, which is a disservice to both students and our nation. A continued reliance on the subpar infrastructure of science classrooms and laboratory facilities may be partially responsible for the unsatisfactory scores our students receive on international assessments such as the TIMSS. In some issues of ScienceScope, they feature ideas and investigations focusing on budget-conscious labs as a theme. But although the design and implementation of such activities is laudable, as is seeking out grants and alternative funding for science equipment, perhaps our real focus should be to convince our communities to wholeheartedly support science education. And this has been your Middle School Science Minute.